Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Jeff Holdaway from Limitless Inc. We're talking about a pretty exciting upcoming event on April 25th through the 27th. There's going to be the Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Appreciate being here.
So let's talk for a second. This is an ongoing event. This isn't something you've just thrown together in the past few months. This has been going on for what is going to be its third year now. So let's talk for a second. How have you seen this expo kind of develop through the years, and what can people expect from this rendition?
It's going on its third event that we've put on, and it's grown exponentially in numbers of artists, both attending and their interest levels. And the community has been great to come out and support the event, which allows it to grow. Gotten great feedback from both, members of the community as well as members of the artist community. They're all looking forward to it, man. So it's been really fun to watch it kind of grow.
You know, I think this is a good opportunity for the community too, to get out and kind of see what it's like in the world of tattoos. Cause I feel like for someone with no tattoos, it might be a little intimidating at first, but this is a good way to kind of break any negative stigma that might be around it and get a firsthand experience of what this is like.
Yeah, that's been one of the most exciting aspects of watching the show and being involved with it and getting feedback and stuff is just the opportunity for people to change their perspective and get the exposure to the tattoo industry and community and realize that some of the maybe negative associated stigmas just aren't true.
And looking at the tattoo artists you have coming down to this event, you have some of the premier names in Utah for this. Is there anything people should be expecting from this from the artists?
Oh, I mean, the level of talent, in attendance, these artists, they are at the top of the game, and they are professionals, great people, and so people can expect, quality and professionalism and, just a really good time.
And then right now you guys are about a month out from the expo. It's coming up really quickly here, but you guys are still looking for some artist applications and some vendor applications. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's still available, space for any local vendors if they're interested. Go ahead and we have the information on our website. I can also be contacted directly, and we can get them in and make sure that they don't miss out.
Is there any kind of deadline you're looking at this? Is there any time you want these applications in by?
Yeah, so the deadline's going to be Friday, April 17th for both vendors and artists to have their applications in by. So,
yeah, again, coming up on April 25th through the 27th, the Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo. Our guest is Jeff Holdaway. Now, Jeff, we were talking a little bit before we came on air. There's a few people you want to give a shout out to for this event.
Yeah, absolutely. I just like to kind of outline, there's so much support, so I don't want anybody to feel like they're left out, obviously, but, some of the key people that helped me put this on, and without them, show wouldn't be what it is. Fifth Avenue Tattoo Supply, the owner's name's Alan Record, just a great guy, great friend, and, he comes down and definitely enjoys himself, and people enjoy him. So, I've got Wilco Supply, I Got Poop, and I'd like to, give a shout out to the Carbon County Event Center as well for, allowing us to, put this show on out there. And the biggest shout out of all is to, all the artists that come out, they travel, all sorts of distances to come down here and have a good time and showcase what they can do.
Now, if there are businesses out there listening right now or business owners who want to get involved with this through maybe a sponsorship of some kind, is there a way that they could do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be getting, banners made here towards the beginning of the month for advertising. We're narrowing down, what sponsors are going to be involved and everything like that. So we'll make sure that the sponsors get, avid advertisement. We'll outline them on all of the spots that we have with you guys on the radio, as well as, flyers around town and stuff. So we definitely want to, show support to those that are supporting us. So,
and then one more time for people who might have missed out on it earlier, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
You can contact us on Instagram at the Eastern Utah Expo page, our website, EasternUtahExpo.com, and I can be contacted directly on my cell phone. So any of these avenues are how you're going to go about it. So
now, Jeff, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just, I'm excited to put it on again. You know, I'm excited to see everybody out. I'm excited to see the artists do what they do. You know, it's just as fun for me to see the artwork being done as it is, you know, for people coming out to support the show. So,
and, you know, from what I've heard, the community is excited to have you guys back as well. So thank you again, as always, for putting this on. This is one of my favorite events to see in the area. So, Jeff, thank you again as well for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jeff Holdaway from Limitless Link, and we were talking about the upcoming Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo. That's going to be April 25th through the 27th at the Carbon County Events Center. For more information, you can visit EasternUtahExpo.com. And for more Castle Country-focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOA at 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.